The church instructs whoever is to preach on this day to do so briefly. And I think not only because, you know, these ceremonies tend during Holy Week tend to be lengthy, but also, you know, really, what can you say after the reading of the Passion? And so I just want to focus on one small part of the Passion, maybe as a preparation for us to enter deeply and interiorly into the great mystery of Holy Week. And that is this figure at the very beginning of the Gospel. A woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, costly, genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. This figure who's not identified, but who tradition has frequently identified for us as St. Mary Magdalene, who had previously anointed Jesus' feet, and whom we also see there at the tomb, keeping her eyes on that tomb, keeping sort of her own watch and guard over Jesus. Brings this beautiful and expensive ointment for Jesus before he enters into his passion, showing her love and her tenderness for him. She shows us how to enter into Holy Week. I encourage you to enter and to listen to the words of the Passion, to carry them with you this whole week, but as if for the first time. Not saying, oh, I know this story. You know, to listen with ears of love about someone whom you love and who loves you so extravagantly. Entering into his passion willingly for love of the Father, of you and me, and of the whole world. Being treated and in such an unspeakable way, betrayed, tortured, executed, buried, abandoned. And so come today with the love, the loving ointment of your heart. Break it open before the Lord. Accompany him from the very beginning to the very end, like St. Mary Magdalene. Returning love for the most extravagant love there has ever been.